Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wednesday, home today. The stars are aligning. Things are shaping up. The Aurora Borealis phenomenon is on the move. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Welcome to this hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner on the 2nd of March, a Thursday. Thursday's a good day for a lot of people.
Thursdays are awesome.
Wow, I only have to work one more day. See, I think that's a lousy way to go through life. You should be excited about your job, even though sometimes you need a rest, you need a change of scenery, or you need something that brings you around to looking at things in a different way. And that's kind of what this phenomenon I'm talking about, the Aurora Borealis, is usually associated with far northern locales, like up in northern Scandinavia. But this week, stargazers, even in Europe, lower Europe, like around London, other parts of the UK, treated to an unlikely display of very colorful northern lights. If you've seen some of the pictures or some of the video that's on social media, the northern lights in England, very rare. You got to have a really clear sky. You got to have a really extreme geomagnetic storm. So there was a story from one pilot who was flying down from Iceland to Manchester, England. He veered off course to circle around and show passengers on his plane the Aurora Borealis lights.
Oh, that's awesome. I would not be annoyed at all by a flight delay if that was the reason.
Yeah, right. And imagine, and sometimes, it used to happen more than it does. Sometimes when I was flying coast to coast, as I do a lot now, there would be something going on, and the pilot would circle around and show you something on the Rocky Mountains. I think the airlines have kind of stopped that. But at any rate, there's the Aurora Borealis. And now, another rare item, the Messier Marathon. If you don't know what that is, this is the connection of a lot of different stars. Make the star, in springtime, the stars, all kind of converge. So, if you're a stargazer, a couple of other events for this month, the 110 Messier objects are coming out later on in the night. As a matter of fact, it's starting tonight. You can step outside and look into the southwestern sky to see what Venus and Jupiter are up to. This is the time of year when you can see them very clear.
And we've been able to see them for a little bit, and they are so bright. But I guess it's like they look like they are basically a stone's throw away from each other. Like they're almost kissing, even though they are nowhere near
billions of miles.
Exactly. Still, it's like that's just one of those things that's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. It is. And so you've got that to look forward to. Let's see what some of the other. The full moon occurs on the 7th, and at 7:42 Eastern time in the morning, you will see the moon as it opens up. It's called a worm moon because this is springtime, and the earthworms start coming out of the ground. So that's why it's called the worm moon. Not that there are worms coming out of the soil on the moon; they're here. So if you pay any attention to the old Farmer's Almanac, there's the Farmer's Almanac, and then there's the old Farmer's Almanac. Very interesting, just as a side note, the old Farmer's Almanac was started by Benjamin Franklin in that era, and then somebody got the idea because Farmer's Almanac wasn't trademarked. Old Farmer's Almanac was, so somebody started the regular Farmer's Almanac. They kind of look the same. But the information in them is kind of the same. At any rate, this is a story from the old Farmer's Almanac. The records that it has kept since back at Franklin's time of the moons. There are all kinds of different moons. The goose moon. The Indians called it the goose moon. and their other, the Ojibwe, called the Crow, this moon, the Crow Moon, because it comes back. And let's see, if you go further north in this, guys, this is too detailed. Maybe this is too much into the weeds, but
I mean, well, I've said before, I am so fascinated by all of this, so it's not too detailed for me, but maybe some others.
Well, basically, look in the sky.
It's so beautiful, especially
from tonight through next week, through
the 15th. Hopefully it's not too cloudy where you are so that you can see these things.
Yep. And the meteor shower we were talking about is coming in later on in the month of 15th, 16th, 17th. The 18th, unique opportunity for this Messier marathon that we were talking about. This is named after the French astronomer who was famous for his cataloging of the nebulae, the star clusters. And so if you're, again, as Jay says, I'm like you. If I know it's there, I want to look at it. I haven't paid much attention to the two big stars in our star, in our sun system, our solar system, but they're there. Yeah, this time of year, as things begin to shift, as the Earth, the planet, is changing, and therefore our northern hemisphere moves closer to the sun on its axis, and the southern hemisphere moves away, so that's why it's winter going into fall down the southern hemisphere, and it's imagine if you're a pilot, and you're flying all the time. Your route is Dallas to Lima, Peru. And you get in the plane, and it's summertime, and you get out of the plane, and it's winter. And you do that run 8 times a month or something. Wow.
Yeah.
That's it. All right?
Talk about not only just the typical jet lag, but that's like, that has to be such an experience.
The 28th of March brings the Moon and Mars, like, they're together. That'd be a good, really good time to get an astrological reading from your favorite astrologer. Maria Trilogy would be up for that, I'm sure. Now, let's take this one step further, shall we, as far as going back to the moon for a second. There is a move afoot. Somebody's got a lot of time on their hands. There's a move afoot to set up the lunar time zone, so that astronauts can tell the time on the moon. I don't know why that's going to be important, but apparently somebody thinks it is. There's no simple answer, however, to that. The folks over in the European Space Agency looking to change the fact that nobody knows what time it is on the moon to create a lunar time zone. If you are on the moon right
now. Change the date, too, because
I would think so.
It seems like the days would be significantly shorter on the moon.
Yeah. Well, next year when the folks in NASA send these guys up to the moon, what's happened in the past when we went up in the 1960s, whatever time it was in the zone from which they were launched, which is the Eastern time zone, that's what time it was on the moon. But apparently the clocks would be different because the time is different on the moon, because somebody has figured out that you would gain about 56 microseconds a day on the moon. The moon, the day on the moon is not the same as the day on the Earth.
And that's all? Only 56 microseconds?
Yeah, I find that hard to believe, but it's close. Right? I mean, think about, what time is it on Jupiter right now? What time is it on Mars right now? And I don't even think I've ever even thought about that before. And so now they're going to work on a time system for the moon so that you can feel better about what whatever it is that you think is important when it comes to the connection to the moon. All right. Now, some other things going on here. This large winter storm spreading across the Midwest today, headed in my direction here in the Northeast. And in your direction, if you are in the Northeast, Pennsylvania, New York State, New England, heavy snow. Actually, it's already snowing in Chicago and in Milwaukee. And Detroit's going to get some. Boston will get some by this time tomorrow. It'll be slippery. You know, meteorologists have made a big deal out of this. For God's sakes, we all grew up in a time. Wintertime meant snow. We haven't had much snow at all here in my neck of the woods. I think we've had 15 inches total over the course of the winter, when normally the winter would bring us 50, 60 inches of snow.
And so more consecutive days of snow. It feels like in Cleveland we had one beautiful, fluffy, white snow day, and then it was all gone the next day.
Yeah, yeah. It's warmed up here. It's 36 here already, and so that'll take care of whatever snow is on the ground. But meanwhile, in California, the situation is a lot different because some of the areas of California, those mountains, are still snowing. It's nonstop. There was an 80-year-old woman who died after her porch collapsed because of the snow on the porch and on her roof. So you see, there's some parts of California that really haven't been cleaned out, haven't been plowed out yet because they've had so much snow. They're not used to dealing with it, so apparently they're not dealing with it at all.
Well, yeah, they don't have the infrastructure or the tools. They don't have salt. Why would they?
Yeah,
also,
right.
Think about the way the buildings are. They are meant to withstand earthquakes, not the weight. And I think people forget how heavy that snow is that just piles up.
Yep, exactly. So anyway, with this lady, one of the neighbors who saw what happened called first responders, but they got there. She was in cardiac arrest, and then she passed away. First blizzard warnings this week, starting when I was out in California last weekend, since 1989. So that's how things have changed. Global warming? Oh, no, Glenn. It is what it is. Things change. And so and what I find most troubling about this, frankly, is the naivete of people who have just learned how to drive, or they have a driver's license. They really haven't learned how to drive, because unless you've been taught how to drive in this kind of a circumstance, you don't know how to drive. You just, and so.
A lot of people go their whole lives not experiencing driving in that kind of weather because they don't live in an area where it's normal.
Jack Stockwell, who lives out in Salt Lake City, is an important part, Dr. Jack, of this program in Good Day Health. Situation out there it's not dire. He lives in a beautiful house up on the mountains, and it always is snowing there, but apparently they've had about twice as much snow there as they normally do, and it's made things, it's great for Park City. It's great for going to a friend of mine who went skiing this past weekend up in British Columbia. That area got in a whole lot of snow too. He said best skiing he's ever had, and he's a really good skier. So if you're a skier, that's the place to go before the winter's over, I would guess. 18 after on the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
What do you mean we went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Support each other to snowplow, honey. Not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza, fries. Whoa, really? No, pizza, pizza.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Calm complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After this, the Doug Steffen Good Day program on the Thursday edition of the program, as we have every day at this time during each hour. Social media connections, some of the trending celebrity gossip, and the Biebs. I used to call him the Worm, but I thought he was, you know, at that point he was just so impressed with himself. He was kind of like a little pain in the you-know-where, but now he seems to have grown up a little bit. But there's danger afoot for those of you who have tickets to his tour. We'll tell you what the problemo is right after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
How many hits has this kid had?
Oh, my goodness.
Anybody know?
Hit after hit after hit. And then his collaborations with other people are hits.
Yeah.
He's so incredibly talented.
Yeah. All right. Well, apparently he's got the health problems again. He's on the Justice World Tour, the Biebs is.
He was.
Yeah, right. Well, that seems to be over. The dates have been removed from his website. Several of his upcoming shows that were listed on Ticketmaster. He's had problems. People have had problems buying tickets on Ticketmaster with regard to him and everybody else.
Like
probably.
Anybody. Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, but this is his Ramsey Hunt syndrome that he was diagnosed back in 2022.
So what is that?
It's half of his face would just kind of numb.
Yeah, like palsy.
And he, so the tour itself kicked off February 2022, and he already had to postpone, take a pause and postpone once in June.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went back to it, and then he had to postpone and pause again in September 2022, and he started to go back to it. He went back to Europe, and he did, like, six shows or something, and he was like, my body can't do this. I need to take another pause and just realize, like, it's not a pause that I need. I need to straight up cancel this tour. Like, and that has to be exhausting for any musician who goes on tour, because you have to build up that stamina, and I would think that all of the preparations ahead of time, but if you put a pause in that to get for health reasons and then to get healthy, and then as soon as you think you're healthy enough, you think that you could just go back into it, but you almost have to retrain again or something. But with what he's dealing with, he's like, I can't keep postponing this. I need to just call it cancel.
Imagine how much you think, okay, well, they're only really working, quote-unquote, a couple of hours a night. But when you think about it, I heard Bruce Springsteen was interviewed by, it was a Howard Stern interview, actually, talking about being on the road as much as he is. He's on the road tremendous, like 200 nights a year, and he goes for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Sometimes. What does that do to you? He looks like he's in great shape, though.
And it's like three straight hours of cardio and having to do different things. And a lot of us even forget the ability to sing, but try to sing while you're doing cardio.
Mm-hmm.
You run out of breath so easily. And then, again, the travel part itself, it's very taxing.
Yeah, right. Now, we don't feel sorry for him. We want him to be better, but the kid's making a lot of money, and people that are doing this on tour make lots of dough, but money isn't everything. You know, the old expression, if you don't have your health, you have nothing.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him because of his health,
Yeah, you can't enjoy your life if you don't feel well, so he needs to take care, and you need to take care. Everybody needs to take care. Words to the wise here at 28 After on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, Warren, my dog is just plain stupid, I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican leaders in Washington at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing have been providing evidence and complaints of a double standard at the Department of Justice, attacking conservatives and giving a free pass to liberal violence. Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, questions Attorney General Merrick Garland's FBI raid at a home of a pro-life family.
We're supposed to hate long guns and assault-style weapons. You're happy to deploy them against Catholics and innocent children. Happy to. And then you haul them into court and a jury acquits them in 1 hour. I just suggest to you that that is a disgraceful performance by your Justice Department and a disgraceful use of resources.
Iran's President Raisi ordered authorities to investigate noxious fumes that have sickened students at girls' schools, which some officials suspected are attacks targeting women's education. Hundreds of girls at around 30 schools have been sickened since November. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. That just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Now, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people who are listening to the program, Jay?
Oh, well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DUG. We all know that it's Thursday, right? By this measure, by most any measure, at least in this part of the world. Hello. Welcome.
We can guarantee it is a day that ends in Y.
Yes, we can do that. One of the 7 marvelous days of the week here. Thursday on Good Day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. The thought that I'd like you to carry with you, if you care to, for this March 2nd, something that came from an Indian philosopher whose name I can't pronounce, and it's not important to the discussion. But he wrote, clouds come floating into your life. No matter to carry rain or to usher a storm, but to add color to the sunset sky. I was thinking about that. I knew I'd come across this at one point in time or another, but we were talking about the stars and the moon and the weather. And it's really very interesting because they're all affected by one another. What you can see, you know, the moon certainly affects the weather here on our planet. And some say influences come from, well, there's definite influence from the sun as to our weather. And then there are other influences that are suggested by some of the experts that perhaps that we were talking about Jupiter and Mars earlier. The influence could come from as far away as that. Hard to tell, but you do know that when you have a cloudy day or a rainy day, lousy weather, and then when it all goes away, the clearness of the blue sky and what you think about life usually is much better than on a gray, cloudy, lousy day, right? So maybe that's what you think about it. Even if it's not there, just think, put your mind into that place. That's a cool place to be. When I was in California this past weekend, Jay, there was a local focus on the L.A. Times front page about a balloon festival in Laguna Beach. But this was something that usually happens every year. But there was a big stir because of the prohibition of the sale and use of balloons for the big weekend celebration. Or there are a number of them through the years. So Laguna Beach said they didn't want to sell balloons, but it wasn't because the concern of what, you know, the concern about balloons from China. This is a balloon thing that affects the water life, marine life, debris in the ocean. Balloons have affected.
Bodies don't know how to digest this. Bodies don't even know how to digest this.
No, right. You're not going to have. So anyway, if you go to the Laguna Beach celebration, and you put a balloon up, you get a $500 fine. That should slow that right down, right?
There you go.
Now there's another thing going on. You know, in Albuquerque, where our pal Bob Kay used to run KOB, I remember going down there one fall when they have the big balloon festival. Now it appears. Have you ever seen pictures of that or video of hundreds of balloons? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. So now this year, apparently a solar powered hot air balloon has been developed. And there's one now being tried floating around. Isn't it interesting how now all of a sudden we're paying a lot of attention to balloons, no matter what size they are? Hey, there's a balloon. Let's talk about the balloons. Yeah, okay.
The hot air balloons are so fascinating, though, because you can only steer up or down based on the flame.
Right.
You have to go where the wind goes.
Yeah, that's what happens.
So you never know where you know where takeoff. Like, you know where your takeoff location is, but you never know where the end location and people are going to pick you up. It's just, it's amazing. Have you ever been in one?
Yes, I had. We did a radio stunt once, and it started on my front lawn. Well, not my lawn, the pasture. There are pictures someplace of the cows coming around. The basket landed in the pasture, and they sort of refueled it before I got on the thing. And the cows came running down when the balloon landed, and they were wandering all around it and sniffing it. They wanted to get in the basket. It was pretty hysterical, actually.
Really cute.
Oh, yeah, it was great. So now, when I did it, you were saying, you know, you can only go up and down, and I remember the fellow that was taking me out. I was scared when I got in it, and I got more scared as we moved along because we went by some some high tension lines.
Ooh.
And that wasn't much fun. So fast forward to today, there's somebody down in Argentina who flew a hot air balloon that was entirely powered by batteries. The batteries were charged by a solar array that was on the side and up and down on the side of the balloon itself and on the basket. And apparently this thing set 32 world records as to staying up, how long it stayed up, where it went, actually went up to 11,155 feet above sea level and flew at, let's see here, 893 feet above the ground. Is it? It went up. That's where they applied the heat, I guess, apparently. The heat of the sun also affects these balloons as well. So anyway, I thought it was kind of cool. But you look at the Guinness Book of World Records, and you can see all of these various balloons, the accomplishments. But the most recent solar-powered hot air balloon setting a number of records. Something else. But, you know, it's the old, look up there, it's another balloon. Shoot it down.
Wait, I forget where it was, but the Goodyear blimp that went by and it said,
oh, yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, and there's a, you know, there's so many different things. There's so many things we don't know that we're trying to learn about, we're trying to embrace. And the experimentation, you need to, that's one of the things about science in the schools. Teaching science in the schools is a very important thing to get youngsters to be curious and want to do experiments and, you know, get worked up on this sort of thing. The question of the day with some, as we continue to focus on what's going on, at least some of us do some of the time, the war in Ukraine. So the question has floated to the surface about whether Putin really is suffering or whether the people in Russia are suffering. Is the economic war working? In other words, the different perspectives that have shown up on this, there are some people who think he's not hurting at all, or the Russians aren't really hurting at all. And then there are others who say, wow, he's cruising for a bruising. And so you look back over the last year, Putin's ability to fund the war came from his selling the gas and whatever other things they have for sale from their energy department. Biden, I remember saying last year when all of this started that the Russians were going to feel it. I'm not sure. We've seen some things this week that it may not have been as severe a cost to Russia as it might have been because of, in part, the help they're getting from China. No question about that. But there are a lot of indications that Russia's a lot stronger shape than many people had predicted. Mm-hmm. The ruble has its value still.
Well, how much oil, we relied on so many things that come out of Russia. The rest of the world felt it.
Yeah, right. I mean, who really got hurt? That's a great point. Who really got hurt here? Where, you know, as silly as it seems, our economy, our situation, by making sure that we send plenty of aid and that includes cash to Ukraine, that's hurt us financially. We borrow more and more money. We just keep borrowing and borrowing money. And these guys that keep voting on it, there's never been a really good explanation by anybody in Washington that I know of as to how all this money is going to get paid back. The assumption is it's never going to get paid back. It just will fold into the value of the dollar, and that'll be the end of it. So when we're old and gray, Jay, will the dollar be worth 50 cents on today's market? The dollar today is worth like about 15 times what it was when I was a kid. If I was being paid, I think if you look at minimum wage, when I was a youngster, there wasn't really anything. It wasn't really called minimum wage. It was just what, you know, what are you going to get paid? My first radio job paid $1.85 an hour.
And I'm sure that felt like you were making bank.
Let's say it was $2 an hour. $2 an hour today, if.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. like the breakfast Crunchwrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved. Always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is. The patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS.
It's 47 after the hour. Doug Stefan will be right back. I'm Jay Kirshner. There is some good news, but it definitely comes with a little bit of a scary situation. A Bolivian man was found alive after surviving a month in the Amazon rainforest with minimal supplies. He was out on a hunting trip, 30-year-old Renata Acosta, with four other friends. They were out hunting. Somehow he became separated from the group, and they never found him. And, of course, they had to end their hunting trip, so the lost hunter spent the next 31 days alone in the wilderness, and he had to do whatever he could to help him survive, and that included eating insects, especially worms, collecting rainwater, and drinking the rainwater out of his boots.
Yum.
Isn't that, like, I mean, talk about survival skills, Doug.
Mm-hmm. That is
He lost nearly 40 pounds over the month, obviously.
Yeah, right.
But thank goodness he was found alive and as well.
And speaking of things that get lost, I was talking earlier about the storm that's blowing into New England. The storm is blowing. This gets back to
right on cue.
The ludicrous way that utilities are handled in our country, instead of putting everything underground, which is required now with new building in most places, all these poles and the wires and the storms and the trees fall on top of them, and the way we're slaves to the way the utility companies think and do business is pretty incredible, frankly, in the modern age. This program, the last part of the program, and maybe the next part of the program, brought to you by Progressive Insurance, which provides you, you got a motorcycle? Hey, call them up, 800-PROGRESSIVE. You got RVs, you got boats, let's get ready for springtime and getting out on the water for protection, say it again, Doug. There it is. Protection on the road and on the water and wherever you are. 800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. It's 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thursday is upon us. Every day at this time, in this hour, we go into the Food, Farm, and Family Department. And by the way, there's a new website, foodfarmfamily.com, that you'll be able to use to access in the next few days or over the weekend, thanks to Jay's work. We're going to place a lot of things in there that are connected to food, farm, and family, things we do on the air, things that we find that are of use to you, even helpful recipes for things. We'll have our American Family Farmer show that will be posted there, so help yourself to all that info. The Food, Farm, and Family segment and foodfarmandfamily.com. We celebrate National Banana Cream Pie Day today. The origins go back to the Neolithic period, 6,000 B.C. So your banana cream pie you're having today is 8,000-some-odd years old. Whoopee!
Woo!
Yeah.
Get that potassium in the best way possible.
Right. Bananas are good for you. Go back to ancient Egypt, where they made a version of pies called galettes, which were free-form pies, in a manner of speaking, made from oats, wheat, rye, barley. They didn't have gluten problems then, apparently. Their crust was filled with honey, and then they were baked over hot coals. And fast forward to 1620, pilgrims coming to America with their favorite family pie recipes, adopted to accommodate the resources that were available here in our country. Pies were baked using berries here and fruits by the natives. European women used round pans for their baking to stretch the ingredients. Back in the 1700s, American women cemented the tradition of serving pies with every meal. The pie became an important part of American cuisine. Pies seen at every public gathering all over America. As more settlers came in here, various kinds of regional pies were created. the pie ingredients. There's a lot of experimentation, right? You can put almost anything into a pie. I love blueberry pies. Not a big fan of banana cream pies because they're kind of sloppy. But anyway, they've been around here since the 50s. Custard that's made. What do you, put it in a blender and just grind it up, right? Put milk in it and other things.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Or use those little hand mixer things.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, banana cream pie, the recall of the day today on the Food, Farm, and Family portion of Good Day. The company is Liddell, L-I-D-L. They have recalled 7-ounce cocktail shrimp. So this is a possible listeria. I guess they don't know. They're not sure, but they're... Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have if you have bought shrimp, whatever the brand is, bring it back to the store.
What?
Delaware, District of Columbia, Georgia, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina,
yeah,
Virginia.
This stuff is
especially
worldwide, but it seems like shrimp really can't catch a break right now because fresh shrimp and certain canned shrimp are all being recalled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, listen, you don't want to... There's something about shrimp and that kind of shellfish that seems more dangerous if it's contaminated for whatever the reason. I don't know. But Aldi, I think, is part of Liddell. Is it not? The Aldi stores? I think that's... I have to check that out.
But there are a lot of people who will not eat shellfish or crustaceans.
Yeah.
Because what's the saying? If it carries its home with it, you don't know how clean it keeps its house or something like that. Those are the ones that you're most likely to get food poisoning from.
So this company has 12,000 stores around the world in 32 different countries. They have 360,000 employees. And I'm pretty sure that this company runs the Aldi stores here in America. So any shrimp, no matter what, let's just be safe. Do yourself a favor. You have some shrimp that you bought that was packaged. Bring it back to the store. Get your money back. End of story for now. One of the things that's a realization for those of you who are shopping is the price of food, especially organic food. Prices are surging because of inflation. And so if you want to eat green, you better bring some green with you because it's going to cost you more green to buy green. Is that confusing? But that's kind of what's going on.
Yeah. You can only eat healthy if you can afford it.
Right. 13%. That's how much the cost of organic fruits and veggies have gone up over the past year. Conventional produce has gone up 9 or 10%. So it's not like they're out there on their own. The food groups that have been analyzed. Chicken, organic chicken, almost 20% more expensive. Well, that's because of the flu, the avian flu, as much as anything else. So what do? You bring green with you to buy green. That's what you do. But you want to eat organically because they don't have a lot of pesticides and synthetic, all that fertilizer stuff that's not good. Anyway, word to the wise is sufficient. Eat the organic food and bite the bullet, as it were. 59 after on Good Day.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.